fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends. Welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and I want to continue to talk about what it means to be chosen, inspired by the first letter of St. Peter that we've been given the church's reading throughout this week at daily Mass. One of the first things that pops out is right from the beginning of the letter, first chapter, second verse, Peter says that you are chosen and you are destined. You're chosen and you're chosen. You have a particular destiny you've been chosen for. And that destiny is to live as a son or a daughter of God and to share in the destiny of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. It's a beautiful, beautiful vision. And that kind of passionate vision and clarity about what it means to be a disciple of Jesus, what it means to be a Christian, what it means to be a Catholic, that the apostles all begin their letters with some form of articulation of the amazing thing that Jesus has accomplished for us and what it means for us right now. That it's meant to be a difference-making, totally life-changing reality that lays hold of us here and now, not sometime after we die, but begins right here, right now. If you didn't have a chance to tune into the programs Monday and Tuesday, I'd encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are archived there. And Monday, I broke open some of the beginning of the first letter of Peter. And then Tuesday, yesterday, I talked about Ephesians chapter 1, because Paul uses the very same language. He's proclaiming the very same amazing reality that we've all been baptized into if we've been baptized into Christ. And they both exhort believers to essentially lay hold of these truths, live with these deep in your heart, give time to it, meditate on it, seek after it, be hungry and thirsty, because if you are, Jesus Christ himself, in the power of his Spirit, will feed you. He'll transform you. You'll get out of it what you put into it, kind of, at some level. I think one of the problems is that I see as a traveler around the country, and I speak to all kinds of audiences, whether it's parish missions or men's conferences or youth conferences, whatever it might be, it's still a concern that so many Catholics are still, as St. Jerome described, ignorant of Scripture. St. Jerome said, ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ. This is a special, unique, entirely unique word that's written personally to all the followers of Jesus Christ and really given for the salvation of the whole world. It's key for anyone who wants to grow in Christ and come into maturity in him to be regularly reading, praying, meditating on, chewing on the Word of God and internalizing it and allowing the Word of God, the Word of truth, to cleanse our mind and cleanse our hearts. One of the things we struggle, one of the reasons we struggle so much in this life, friends, with discouragement, with self-condemnation, with fear, with self-hatred even, with depression of various kinds. I mean, certainly some of that is chemical, no question about it. But our ability to handle it, our ability to battle with it, can be deeply affected by the power of the Word of God. Because when the truth of the gospel gets internalized into our spirit, it can bring healing. It's meant to bring healing. And the kind of healing that helps us see ourselves as we are. The profound dignity, the eternal value, the amazing dignity that's ours by God's choice, by God's gift to each and every one of us. St. Paul said so clearly that we are chosen and destined and that we've been destined and appointed to live for the praise of the glory of God. It's very difficult to do that, to live in that thing for which we've been chosen, to live for the praise of the glory of God, if we don't know God. What the Scripture helps us do is come deeper into our relationship with Christ. Because this, Pope Benedict XVI put it, this Scripture is like a personal love letter to each and every one of us. It's God speaking to your heart and mind. When God speaks, things change. When God speaks, power goes out. This is truth. It's not just an opinion. It's the fundamental truth about who each one of us are in Christ. Paul goes on in that section I read yesterday where I left off in chapter 1, verse 13 here now. He says, in him you also, that is in Jesus, you also who have heard the word of truth, the gospel of our salvation. Okay, what is the word of truth? Paul says, it's the gospel of our salvation. It's the good news about God's saving action in his Son, Jesus Christ, and in the power of the Holy Spirit. And note, Paul's saying this is a word of truth. It's not an opinion. It's not just a consoling religious myth. This is the truth about reality, about God, who's the ground of all being, and our relationship to him, and the work he has done in his Son to bring about salvation in us. So he says, in him you also have heard the word of truth, gospel of your salvation, and you've believed in him. When you believed in him, you were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit. Here again, I read yesterday, the Catechism makes clear to us, paragraph 258, what Peter's doing, what Paul is doing. What they're each doing in these, at the beginning of these lessons, is to show us the plan of the Holy Trinity, the communion of persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the one God in three persons. And we know the three persons by virtue of what they've done. God sends his Son. His Son comes and takes on human flesh, dies on a cross. He wins the victory over the kingdom of darkness. He brings about the beginning of the new creation, the new humanity, the new race of people, that thing, the future of human race in his Son, risen from the dead and ascended to his right hand. And he sends forth the Holy Spirit. So you see the persons of the Trinity in their distinctive mission and their distinctive place in the mission of salvation and God's plan, God the Father's economy. The apostles, their minds were so renewed, their imaginations were just filled with the beauty of God and the beauty of God's plan. And that can happen for you too. I mean, think about how much junk is in your mind. I mean, I think about it in my own life. I'm not making an accusation. I'm just saying I know you have it because you're a human being living in a fallen world, living in a culture that works night and day to fill your head and mind with junk, mostly. How much on the news, how much anxiety and fear do you experience watching it? I mean, much of it is projected to go after the most difficult stuff, the craziest stuff, the most grotesque stuff, the most frightening things, because they want to get us to watch it, right? They're there to make money, and they'll do whatever it takes to get our attention. That's what they do. But so many people say, oh, geez, it's so hard to watch the news. I feel so disturbed. There's just so much, you know, hardship and sadness in the world and really bad stuff happening out there. And then the movies that are out, I don't have to go through the whole litany, but you know, there's just so much garbage that gets poured into our mind, and our mind is like a sponge. You know, if you throw a sponge into a muddy puddle of water, what's it going to do? It's going to absorb that dirty water. And there's a lot of toxic stuff that's in our minds, in our hearts. Your mind, my heart, your heart. And your mind is like that sponge. And what the Word of God is like, a crystal clear stream of water, perfectly pure water, washing over that sponge and cleansing it of all the muck and the dirt that we pick up along the way. Without the Word of God, it's very hard to see clearly. It's nearly impossible to see clearly who we are, why we're here, and where we're going. So Paul says this truth, this word of truth, this gospel of salvation, when we believed in it, we were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, the promise of the Father. The gift that's at the heart of Christianity is the gift of the Holy Spirit. To become Christian means to be born again by water and the Holy Spirit. It happens in our baptism. The gift the Father gives us to be able to become his children is the Spirit of his Son. It's the Holy Spirit, the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. That same Spirit is given to you and to me. Verse 14, Paul says, this Spirit is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of his glory. The Holy Spirit is the down payment of our inheritance. What is our inheritance? Our inheritance is heaven. Our inheritance is glory. The power, the majesty, the beauty, the wonder, the renown of God. We draw near to God. We live in him in complete joy, freedom, and eternal happiness. relationships of love and passion and freedom like we never touched on this earth. Jesus is going to purify your mind, my mind, your will, my will, our whole being and our imagination, bringing it to an entire level in the new creation with a new body and glorified in Him. It's the Spirit that's the promise. It's the foretaste. It's the down payment of that inheritance that's ours. That's our destiny. That's what the apostles tell us we are chosen for. So we need to know that. And how many of us wander through life just feeling anything but chosen? I'm lost. I'm afraid. I feel so isolated. Does anybody love me, care about me? Does my life have any purpose? Am I accomplishing anything of value in this? Who the heck am I anyway? Why am I here? That's what's going on in the mind and heart of so many people. And the reason we're so addicted, friends, to entertainment is because we don't have answers to those questions on our own resources. And the world exists at that level to just simply fill us with one distraction after another so we can numb the pain and the confusion, the emptiness and the isolation we feel, the inability to answer those questions. And it has to be perpetual entertainment, 24/7, 365. At any moment, you can plug in. You can pull yourself out of the day-to-day and just enter a fantasy world of someone's creation. There's a tremendous amount of sadness and brokenness and depression and anger and confusion in people in this great country. In the countries of the world, this country, America, just talk about this country. I know I have listeners, places all over the world. I want to talk for a minute about America. You know, friends who visit from all over the world say, America is an unbelievable place, unbelievably blessed. People can see it. They're amazed. They kind of go, wow. The comfort, the prosperity, the create, the energy, all the many positive things about this country. But why, friends, is there so much turmoil, so much emptiness, so much fear, so much depression, so much violence in the cities? What's going on? It doesn't matter how much glitz we create, how tall our buildings are, how much money we have in the bank, it will not satisfy us. This is what Peter and Paul are trying to tell us. If we don't know that we're chosen, we're going to chase after these other things, which are, they end up being idols because we're investing ourselves in them completely, hoping it's going to give us something that we don't have now. You got to know, friends, that you're chosen. If you don't know Christ, you've never been baptized, He's calling out to you today. Come and follow me. Come and receive my kingdom. Come, repent of your sins. Let me take your sins to the cross. Let me crucify your sin-sick heart, and let me give you a new heart. Let me make you a new creation. Let me share with you my kingdom. If you repent, if you come to the waters of baptism, go knock on the door of a church, friend. Go find a Catholic priest. Go find somebody. Maybe you're hearing this and you know somebody at work who's Catholic. Grab them, and hopefully they're ready and they're in a place where they can help you understand how you too can enter into this chosen race of Jesus Christ.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, in the year of mercy, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Used Words. St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.